Welcome to another episode of Why Not Meditate Podcast. I'm your host, Masako Kozawa, a teacher and a student of mindfulness meditation. I am so happy that you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 96. Well, how is your new year going so far? Is January feeling like a lifetime, or is it just me? I don't think I announced this in the last episode because I didn't know it at that time, but I just came back from another Dr. Joe Dispenza's retreat. Yes, that's right. I ended up going to the Advanced Follow-Up Retreat in Marco Island, Florida, from January 10th through 13th. So Advanced Follow-Up is only for those who have attended the Advanced Week-Long Retreat, which I did back in November in Orlando. And before you listen to this episode, if you haven't listened to the episode where I shared my experience with the week-long retreat, I highly recommend you listen to it before listening to this episode. That way, what I am about to share in this episode will make so much more sense. That's episode 90, and I will leave the link to the episode in the show notes. So go listen to it and come back to this episode, okay? You know the most amazing thing that I'm still in awe of, to some extent, about this whole experience? I wasn't planning on doing the follow-up retreat until next year, 2025. I knew there was one in Marco Island this January, but that was already sold out by the time I came back from the week-long in November, I think. And I wasn't even thinking of going so soon. But one thing I was determined about was that the next Dr. Joe retreat I am going to attend would be in Marco Island. I knew that much. It's only about 2 hours driving for me, and I wanted to experience the walking meditations on the beautiful beach there. But I never ever imagined it would happen this January. And I guess that's the thing about stepping into the unknown and collapsing time. I guess me planning to attend the follow-up in 2025 was based on the realm of the space-time, three-dimensional reality. I've been intentionally stepping into the unknown more and more these days, and I have so little desire to live a predictable, same old, planned out life. I've done it enough in my lifetime. So how did I make the decision to attend the advanced follow-up? Well, it started with a conversation. I think it was around Christmas time. I was talking to one of the beautiful people I met at the week-long in Orlando. She and I were going to record a podcast episode, and we were just catching up beforehand. And during that conversation, she mentioned that she was hoping to go to the advanced follow-up in Marco Island, but she was on the wait list, and she was not sure if she could get in. And at that point, I was just so excited for her and hoped that she could go. I myself, however, had no intention of going whatsoever. But a few days after the conversation with her, something nudged me. And something moved through me and put my name on the wait list. It was only 10 days before the event. It felt crazy, but I joined the wait list. And I thought I would never get in anyways because I knew there were a lot of people ahead of me on the list. And also, I was not sure if I was going to go, even if I got in. And after that, I kind of forgot about it. And I was just living my everyday life. meditating, creating podcasts, and taking care of my daughter. And 6 days before the retreat, I received an email that said, they now have space for me and the registration is open. I could not believe my eyes. I also could not believe that I now had to make a decision whether I go or not. That was exactly one of those standing at the fork in the road moments. And I've been in those moments multiple times throughout my life. And looking back, every time when I chose the path that gave me a sense of excitement and maybe some nervousness, I never regretted taking that path. And when I chose the path that felt comfortable, but not exciting on the other hand, somehow I felt disappointed. Like I chickened out. I didn't rise to the occasion. I chose the safe route. So this time around, I knew enough and I knew what to do. And also, one of the phrases Dr. Joe often says came to me at that defining moment. And the quote says, "The unknown has never let me down." So, 6 days later, I found myself in Marco Island. For those of you who are not familiar with the structure of Dr. Joe's retreats, let me lay out the landscape. Before you attend a week-long retreat, you need to take an intensive workshop and a progressive workshop, both online. I think Dr. Joe used to offer these workshops in person, and he still does progressive retreats, but recently I've only seen them being offered once a year, somewhere in Europe. And once you complete these two workshops, then you can attend a week-long retreat. And once you have attended at least 1 week-long retreat, then you can attend a follow-up retreat. The advanced follow-up is a lot shorter than a week-long retreat. It's only 3-4 days. The first day is just an evening session. That was Wednesday. And then 3-4 days after that. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The entire retreat was jam-packed. Anybody who was there had attended at least 1 week-long retreat, so they were already familiar with Dr. Joe's work and they had been doing the work. They were seasoned meditators. I met many people who had been attending these retreats for years. I also reconnected with some of the people I met in Orlando back in November. It was almost like a reunion of kindred spirits. Oh, and the lady I was having a conversation with that led me to put my name on a wait list, she made it too, and we spent some time visiting each other during the retreat. And I also met local people this time. I actually met 2 people who live where I live. And I have connected with both of them since we came back from the retreat, which is wonderful. There were about 1,300 people attending this follow-up in Marco Island. And just like the week long, there were people from all over the world. Except this time, the list of the countries was shorter than the one in a week long. The first night was kicked off with an opening reception, and the theme was to dress up as your future self. And when I read about this announcement in the final preparation email that came in 2 days before the event, it really got me thinking about what my future self was like. And I meditated and tuned into the energy of my future self. And I chose the dress that symbolized the image or the frequency of my future self. The funny thing is that I had that dress in my closet for years, but I had never worn it until the opening reception last Wednesday. And I have to say, this exercise of dressing up and showing up as your future self was very profound and powerful indeed. Just having to choose an outfit for your future self makes you define who you want to be and walk like it by embodying the energy of it. That was one of the big differences for me between the week-long and advanced follow-up. For the week-long, I did not know who I would become during and after the event. I went into it as a blank canvas, so to speak. For the follow-up, on the other hand, I decided in advance who I was walking into the event as my future self. So not only did I walk into the opening reception as my future self, but also I reminded myself to embody that energy throughout the retreat. And after the opening reception, there was a short session with Dr. Zhou, and that was it for Wednesday. The next day was Thursday, the first full day, and it was really a full day, and it felt like a lifetime. We started the day bright and early with a meditation, and then another meditation, then the first coherence healing, and then the first walking meditation on the beach after dark. Then at 10 p.m., Dr. Zhou did a live stream and reviewed what we went over on that day and basically tucked us in. We started Friday with a body electric meditation, followed by a body electric walking meditation, which I love. I think that's my favorite walking meditation. Then we did another meditation, another coherence healing, and another walking meditation after dark. Then again, Dr. Zhou tucked us in as we fell asleep. Saturday was the last day. We started it with a walking meditation, then another meditation, and the final coherence healing. The third and final coherence healing session is always the most powerful because Dr. Zhou's remote healing groups join and boost the energy of that room. I felt the difference this time and also the last time, as I shared on episode 90. Each follow-up retreat has a specific theme. The theme this time was molecules of the mystical, too. We learned about different molecules of brain chemicals such as melatonin, beta-carbolin, and DMT. And we practiced how to manufacture and release each of these brain chemicals through meditation. How cool is that? We can manufacture and release certain brain chemicals with our intention without taking any drugs or even plant medicines. The research shows that our brain could look like we have just taken psilocybin without actually taking it. That is amazing, and I love it. I think it is the coolest thing. I mean, I've produced DMT by doing a long breathwork session before, but it was not intentionally done. When that happened for the first time, I did not know what was happening. I felt unbelievably euphoric, and I wondered why. So I did some research and also asked my breathwork instructor about it. And that's how I found it out. So I knew I could produce certain brain chemicals if I did something to trigger them, but I did not know I could just induce them with my intention only. That was new information I learned at this retreat, which since I now know, it will shape my future experience. Isn't that crazy? If you don't know something, that something doesn't exist for you, even though it does exist. And when you become conscious of something you were unconscious of, your consciousness expands with the new information, and now you can experience something you couldn't access before. Most of the information shared at this retreat was a review of what was shared at the week-long, but I heard it differently this time. Maybe it was expressed slightly differently and something in my brain clicked and made new connections. Or maybe I had enough foundational understanding as well as I've done a certain amount of work to receive deeper meanings. I mean, even before I went to the week-long, I had read his books, studied his work, done his meditations for several years, and yet, every time when Dr. Joe opens his mouth and shares any information, I cannot hear it enough. Everything he shares is like music to my ears. Maybe it's because he is sharing the truth. I am not even trying to believe in the information. It just comes straight into my heart. And that reminds me of one of the things Dr. Joe says. Your mind thinks, but your heart knows. That is so true. Even though the foundational work of Dr. Joe remains the same, I love the fact that he is always evolving, as well as his scientific research. I noticed that he is phrasing certain sentences differently in his guided meditations now. Oh, he updated one of the walking meditations we did during a retreat from the version we did on Thursday night to the version we did on Friday night. It was the same type of walking meditation, but it was two different versions because he wanted to update and make it better somehow. Also this time, he added a pineal gland activation breathwork into the coherence healing meditation. That was something new. We did not do it at the Orlando week-long just a couple of months ago. He shared some of the new findings of his scientific studies along with the scientist he works with. I'm telling you, what they are doing and what they are finding is so relevant to all of us, and it will completely shift multiple paradigms in our life. It will reverse almost everything we've been programmed to believe. And that's new information with new energy, isn't it? It's going to change how we view everything. Now I want to share some of the points I wrote down on my notes at the retreat. I'm just going to list them in the order that I wrote them down, okay? Number one, without new information, we cannot give birth to anything new. We need to be introduced to new information. We need to become conscious of what we were unconscious of in order for us to become aware of new possibilities. New information contains new energy, and the new energy changes your consciousness and therefore your physical three-dimensional reality. Number two. You can create the exact type of protein that you choose to create. It's like, what? Number three, your heart is the center of creation. It's the heart that informs the brain. The more energy you have in your heart, the more energy you can have in your brain. That way you can become more creative. Heart is the bridge between you and divinity. Everything starts with the heart. Number four, we live in virtual reality. That's what the three-dimensional matrix is. And healing doesn't happen in virtual reality. It only happens in the unknown field. Number five, cells need water in order to transmit information. That is why being hydrated is critical. Okay, I also want to share some of Dr. Joe's quotes we received specifically for this retreat in a communication during the retreat. Number one, when we seek the mystical, we eventually learn that trying to find it isn't what gets us there. Feeling is what gets us there. Number two, the more you know about who you want to be in the future, the more it's possible for you to arrive there. Number three, when we disinvest attention from our three-dimensional reality, we enter the unknown. That's when the door to creation, the mystical moment, really opens. Number four, the deeper we go into the unknown, the closer we get to the mystical. Number five, the unknown is unfamiliar and uncertain, but it's also exciting because it occurs in ways you could never expect or anticipate. Number six, the only way to encounter the mystical is through the realm of unlimited universes that exist beyond the limited world of our senses. Which one is your favorite? You know, the more I do this work, the more fascinated I become. The more deeply I connect with my heart and tune into the infinite possibilities, the more magical my everyday life has become somehow. Ever since the week long, I amped up my meditation practice, and now I am more excited about meditating than doing so many other things I used to be into. All day long, I want to feel the way I feel when I meditate. I feel whole. I feel blissful. I feel in love with life. And once you taste the flavor of the wholeness, nothing else really does it for you anymore. And you feel so humbled to have the power to make yourself feel so amazing. And all the things that you were upset about, or the people you were resentful of, or whatever, eventually become irrelevant. Like they no longer matter to you. You are no longer interested in it. You outgrow it just like little kids outgrow certain toys at a certain age. It just happens without you trying to forget or forgive. And I am so excited about continuing on my journey, to say the least. Thank you, Dr. Zhou, for forever evolving and sharing your greatest understanding of life with us. I want to thank his amazing team and his wonderful community who make this journey less lonely, more fun, and more meaningful. I also want to extend my gratitude toward the wonderful staff at JW Marriott at Marco Island. And I want to thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions about Dr. Zhou's work, let me know. I can direct you to the right direction, or maybe the next right step for you, by recommending you books, courses, retreats, etc. And if you're going to any of the retreats, week-long or follow-up, let me know. At this moment, I have not decided which one I am going next, but you know how it works. And maybe we will meet each other at one of the retreats in a future timeline. Thank you so much for listening. As you know, my mission of doing this podcast is to spread the good news of meditation and heal humanity. If this conversation was helpful, or if it inspired you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating anywhere you are listening to this podcast, and a written review if you are listening on Apple Podcast. Please share it with your friends and on your social media. Any of these actions will help us spread the message. Well, I hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you in the next episode of Why not meditate?
Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe and leave a review. Also, share the episode with a friend who might benefit from meditation. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, why not meditate?